That's right. Myers Law Group is Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Judge Donnie is getting ready to tie the knot, so he is not here. Instead, we have the Honorable Judge Borges. And the last time we had an interim judge or a replacement judge, a substitute judge, Attorney Mulsey ripped that man to shreds. So hopefully he goes much easier on you today, Charlie.
I hear that there was accusations of shenanigans afoot when Judge Intern Jack and Judge Intern Dom were in these chambers. I hope there is nothing being flung into this
flung
bench.
Yeah, right. They both should have been disbarred. I mean, that's the bottom line.
All right, what are we debating today?
You're taking Pony today in Judge's Chambers. No, Judge Borges has this. Sorry, I almost just got too excited. I think it's such a robust discussion and debate.
I do believe we are discussing whether or not Pitt will win more than 6.5 games.
Or less than.
Mulsey? Gentlemen, Rochambeau.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes. I'm like Bart Simpson where it's like the Lisa thought bubble. Ah, Rock, he's so dumb, he'll always pick Rock. And then they get Bart, and he goes, ah, good old Rock. All right, Pony, what are you taking here?
All right. I'm going to go under 6.5 wins for Pitt. They won 7 last year. They have not won a game since October of 2024. Eli Holstein, who looked like he might be up for greener NIL pastures, finished last year with 17 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. In today's high-scoring world of college football, I'm sorry, that ain't going to cut it. Now, a good job by Pitt to bring back running back Desmond Reed, who is college football's version of a Swiss Army knife, a guy who can do it all, almost like Austin Eckler back in the day in the NFL, or before that, I guess on steroids, a Marshall Faulk who caught the ball and ran the ball. But as Counselor Mueller has pointed out several times throughout our courtroom debates, running backs are often as good as their offensive lines. Explain to me who's going to be doing the blocking for Pitt this year. Their left tackle is usually hurt by Columbus Day. So I think that is a bit of a problem. I look at their schedule and I see a closing stretch for Pitt that includes Notre Dame at Georgia Tech in Miami. Those are 3 losses for sure. I don't see them winning any of those games before that. 3 of 4 on the road at Florida State, at Syracuse, who won 10 games, I may add, last year. NC State, they've never gone out west yet here in this new configuration of the ACC. I will agree with Mulsey that Stanford does stink, but we've also seen Pitt lose several games over the years to inferior competition. Case in point, 2021, when Western Michigan came in here and beat Pitt and cost them a chance, a shot at the college football playoff. So things have gone downhill for Pitt in recent years. 3-9, 7-5. They lost 6 in a row to finish the season. They are going under 6.5 wins in 2025.
Thank you, Judge. Pleasure to be in your chambers. Interesting arguments made by Counselor Filipponi. I would like to bring a semblance of decorum back to my side of this courtroom, and so I intend to do that here. First game I like to play when you're picking over or under, and I'm, of course, taking over 6.5 wins here, is to look at the schedule. And this is just for the regular season, no bowl game shenanigans here. Duquesne, a win. Central Michigan, this can get dangerous. We've seen them lose to a directional Michigan, as Counselor Filipponi said. They are a mid-pack MAC team, and MAC teams are getting rated more than ever before by bigger programs for their talent. So being like the 7th or so team in the MAC ain't what it used to be. I have that as a win. Skip a couple games here. I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Louisville, even at home, that's an L. Louisville is really good. They always have talent up and down the roster. They do again. Boston College, that is a win. They don't have talent up and down the roster, and they lost their quarterback via the portal. At Syracuse, no offense to Pony, that's a win. They lost their best receiver to Penn State. They're also getting a new quarterback to replace Kyle McCord. Might be a bad thing for Pitt. This guy might not throw 5 interceptions and 3 pick sixes in 1 half. At Stanford, that's a win. I will agree that the last 3 games of the season look like L, L, and L. But if you'll notice, I have already charted 5 wins. That leaves 3 games. At West Virginia, at Florida State, and home against NC State. Win two of those three, you win seven games. Guess what? They're going to go into Morgantown and beat West Virginia, a team picked by sub publications as the worst in the Big 12 this year, with a massive amount of roster turnover. Florida State, I don't feel great about on the road. NC State's a coin flip game, and I think Pitt's offensive line, plus all the things Pony referenced, their quarterback hopefully staying healthier, their running back, and a defense that actually has some pieces, is going to lead to them beating NC State and getting just above the line at seven wins.
Got my count.
Yeah, it was at 155, Pony. Stop trying to game the system.
He had 5 seconds left.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I believe, just to clarify, 1 minute rebuttals per...
Yes.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Well, you know your argument is not the greatest when one of the things you say is it comes down to a coin flip to decide whether or not I'm going to win this or lose this, okay, for starters. I'd also like to point out, and I'm not doing this in any form of bias, I'm going to strictly state my opinion using the facts. Counselor Mueller here has chalked up the Syracuse game on the road as a win. He said it's because of a quarterback change there, that the leading passer in the regular season last year, Kyle McCord, is now on the Eagles practice squad. Your Honor, I'd like to point out the last time Pitt played Syracuse away from Acrisure Stadium, Syracuse literally did not have a quarterback. They had a tight end run wildcat for the entire game. They threw fewer than 5 forward passes, and they won the game 28-13. So I'm not sure that the quarterback thing is the big deal that Counselor Mueller is making it out to be. By the way, the quarterback they're starting was at Notre Dame last year and came off the bench to beat Penn State in the playoff. You cannot call that game an automatic win.
Counselor Mueller.
In the words of the great author S.E. Hinton, when it comes to a Syracuse Wildcat game beating Pitt years ago, that was then, this is now, and this is a different Pitt team, one backstopped on the defensive end by Kyle Lewis, a first-team All-America. Biles, another great defensive player. They've got some talent on that side of the ball. I don't think something as unusual as that is going to happen again. Also, Pitt was beset last year, like they have been in previous years, by a myriad of injuries on the offensive line, a rash. At some point, a team has to get a little bit better injury luck, and I will bet on that happening this year. I think they're a little deeper in the quarterback room than they might have been last year if Holstein does get hurt. Cole Gonzalez, I've heard many plugged-in people say they think is a very capable backup. They have some weapons. I like Kenny Johnson at receiver. And while I might have said this comes down to a bit of a coin flip, I think Pitt will win that coin flip. I think I have conviction and truth on my side. Counselor Filippone trying to talk himself into the under.
Gentlemen, these cases were both riveting and compelling. But at the end of the day, Judge Borges, no shenanigans afoot, finds that Pitt will win than 6.5 games.
I should have known better. The Narduzzi season. Show follows us. We're on the Pitt flagship station, of course.
I think there's a great...
Yep, absolutely.
I think there's
makes
a
sense.
Great judge in training
yeah,
here.
Sense.
A
I
new judge on the bench. He's a Rutgers fan. He's as unbiased as it gets. He knows bad football. He knows a bad football team. And he knows that Pitt does not have the makings of a classic 3-9 Rutgers squad. Thank you, Judge.
Your Honor, are you so confident that you'd like to make a bet with...
Objection, immaterial, Your Honor.
Are you trying to bribe the judge?
He is trying
to
bribe the judge.
No, I'm not. I'm doing the exact opposite.
Throw this man out of court. Hold him in contempt.
That could get you disbarred. I will have...
I'm asking the judge if he would like to put his money where his mouth is. That's all.
I will have Bailiff Arblaster come in there and remove you from these court halls. But maybe. Depending on what it is.
But maybe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
Actually, don't. Actually, no thank you. You suck today.
Wow, that's not very professional of you.
Wow. I'll remember that.
Oh, sounds like somebody's actually quite the sore loser.
Great, remember it, because you're not going to be doing Judge Donnie for a very, very long time.
Wow, that's a little harsh.
Unless Donnie has more wedding stuff in the future and vacation days that I'm unaware of.
He's got to do that cake thing, though, where you get to go taste the cake. That's all good stuff.
He's going to do a Donnie, do you want off next Wednesday? Thank you.
We've he's going to do a whole day of cake eating? I didn't do that when I got married. Oh, wait, he's not having a cake for his wedding. It's a huge thing. He doesn't believe in wedding cake. You
Donnie?
Didn't know that? Yes.
What's he having, like wedding cookies?
Yeah, there's the cookie table, that. Which everybody has. But he thinks the wedding cake has lost its luster and is a waste of time and money.
There will not be one at my wedding either.
Some people in the YouTube chat, by the way, suggesting that next week, if we need a guest judge, we have Aditi, Judge Aditi. Oh, great. As a judge.
I'm already...
losing streak's going to continue there,
yes, it is.